Let's put a bow on this week. It's Friday, the Daily Podcast. It's here on the September 17th. All the best stuff from today's show. Baseball playoffs is where we started. Do we have a shot? Probably not, but we still talked about it. The house band competition was rocking last night at Parks, and Steve thinks the winner of that semifinal has a legit shot at taking it all. Holiday candies are out. Yeah, we're way past pumpkin spice at this point. John found two new offerings that caught his attention. We hit our Facebook page to hear what you yell at your TV during football. We lit a fire in song stories, and I had my first hack at Pigskin Picks, your brand new football prognosticator right here. How will I fare? I'm a little nervous with the first week. I'm hoping to go at least 1-2. No, I'm hoping to at least go 2-1. That's actually really tough to do against the spread. We'll see how that turns out. You'll hear my three picks. And then we had a listener one, which we're doing every week to give you a shot at $50 every week. If not, it rolls over to the next. And comedian Kurt Metzger rounded out the show today. Have a listen. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
Where do we, did you check on that? Where do the Phillies stand on the wild card race?
2.5 back.
2.5 back, yes. And 3 back in the division.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. And how many games left?
Great question.
Great question. Yeah.
I mean, doesn't matter how many games left because it's all going to come down to the series against the Braves.
Uh-huh.
Which is the second to last series, I think.
All right. It's always the second to last series. Have you ever noticed that?
No.
No, I mean, every year, either it's the absolute last or the next to last series that they play in.
It makes sense. Because it's divisional.
They're loaded up.
Playing the NFC East last 2 weeks of the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
We play them like the last 5 out of 6, I think.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
The one of the reasons I'm bringing this up, I was curious about it, is Christian Yelich.
Yep. Very good outfielder.
Yeah, for the Brewers, right? Well, he took some of his, paltry $215 million salary and I put it to good use. He bought 10,000 tickets for their game against the St. Louis Cardinals, which is like their big rival, and just handed them out to people in the public.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just handed them out. Just
made it rain.
Gave them all away, all right? Basically, he says the fans have been a major reason for the team's success this year, and he wants to make sure that they have the stadium full for these games against the Cardinals. So that's pretty cool. What did our guys buy us?
We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Disappointment.
Okay. The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Who won last night in the band competition?
Stranger than normal.
Stranger than normal.
Yeah.
Huh. What a coincidence.
Something. I think it was a fix-in because,
they blew the roof off the place.
Well, really?
Actually, the first band, Grindhouse, blew the amp out. They were so loud.
Wow.
Wait, are you serious?
They blew out the rented amp.
Wow.
So they had to get a new amp for the second band to come out, the Real Fugitives, who they had two saxophone players.
Wow.
And any band that has a horn / saxophone or violin fiddle gets the Steve Vassalotti seal of approval.
I see.
And I did tell them that, and I said, I'm sorry, guys, it won't affect your score because my vote means nothing.
Nothing, right.
And then Stranger Than Normal came out last, and they were phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, they were so good. They were fun. The lead singer, I forget her name, was fantastic. They did "Back in the Saddle" by Aerosmith.
Wow,
that's a cool choice.
And she was nailing the screams. They were really good. I actually kind of want to go back Thursday in 2 weeks for the championship because I heard Whiskey Logic, who won last week, was really good.
Matt was raving about him.
And I know Stranger Than Normal is really
okay.
Good.
All right. All right. Well, cool. Next week you're hosting it.
Yep.
And then what's the week after? Is Andre?
Andre has
the finals. Yeah. So they'll bring back the three bands from each week, and it's really a fun time up at Parks Casino. Speaking of Parks Casino, later on this morning we will get to Dave's Pigskin Picks. This is the you're not afraid of the curse here, are you?
What's the curse?
Well,
I don't know about a curse.
Well, Jason Martinez was great at picking games, and then he started doing them for us, and that went down the toilet. Harry Mays was great at picking games, and he started picking them for us, and that went down the toilet.
Yeah.
So I mean, you've been great. We've been following you doing this in the studio for the past couple of years, and you've been kicking ass. You make more money on bets than anyone I know.
I'm going to say, as the Eagles go, so will my bets.
I see.
So for now, Feeling good.
All right, you feeling
good? Next week.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we're going to give you the opportunity, compliments of Parks Casino, once again, to pick up $50. We're going to give you your own separate game. Dave will do his three games.
Right.
Right. And we'll give you your own separate game. And if you beat the spread, then you walk away with $50. If you don't, we take that $50 and roll it over to the following week and keep rolling it over until we have a winner and then go back to $50. So that is coming up at 7:40 this morning.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
I've got a question for you. You know, now that we have all gone through, we're through the pumpkin spice phase. We're over it. We know it's going to be here until what? June?
Next year.
Yeah.
And right, then start
right,
over
again. Right. So now everybody's preparing. All of the holiday stuff is beginning to come out.
And
Hershey has announced a couple of their holiday candies. One of them, and the ones that are getting the most attention, are Reese's Peanut Brittle and Gingerbread Kit Kats.
No.
All right? No. Well, no, wait a second. Wait a second. Let me go to the Candy Queen and see what she has to
no.
say.
No.
All right.
I like my Reese's pure and, you know, just basic.
Okay.
But
all right.
The Kit Kats could be really good.
Yeah. I'll munch on those.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the same boat. Yep. I'm in the same boat. Yeah.
Nope.
You know, so just
don't mess with a good thing.
It's a flavor revolution, Steve.
It's yeah, not.
It is.
I mean, we report on it constantly.
Right. If this is a revolution, they're the Brits.
I'm a gingerbread junkie, so
I know that,
you know, yeah. So you know, and I, you know, and my favorite with the gingerbread men.
What's that?
What I love to do.
What's that?
All right,
bite the head. Of course.
Yeah, bite.
I mean, that's mandatory.
Because I just don't like the way they look at me.
Right? It's a little wonky.
And that, you know, and that O, right? Although if there's an extra one, I don't want to fill it. I usually bite them in the crotch.
Right?
Yeah, and then just leave them there.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else who walks by going, what the hell?
Just point and laugh.
Yeah, then the expression makes sense.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
So last week, after the first game, we asked the question on our Facebook page, right? When you're watching football, what is the thing that you find yourself yelling the most? If you're going to yell at the screen, what do you yell? And we got a bunch of answers, and some of these are really great. So we'll just review them all. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start off with John Foster, who said the classic, "You suck, ref."
Yeah, right. I found myself saying this. Tom Cotrivo, you had one job, kick the ball.
Yeah, right. Linda Cervasio says, throw the ball.
All right. Von Koster went, I got another ref one here. Von Koster went, you missed the call, you effing zebra.
Oh, that's a classic.
David Beaver's not really sure what he wants. Hand it off, get rid of it.
Shouldn't that be hand it off, get rid of it?
Yeah. He's sack scared. Karen Marie Prosser says, get him, or go.
All right, once again, all right, Frank Begley went with F.
Right,
he used the rest of the word.
Gene Von Rhein, oh, come on, defense.
Relatable. Hopefully not on Sunday.
Do you want to talk, Dave?
Sorry about that, Dave. I was so distraught over the defense. John Rowan says, get him!
All right. And, of course, my favorite. Oh, my God, shut up, Joe Buck.
No, there it is.
Joe Buck hate.
One more.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Sharon Osbourne says there's a biopic coming, mm-hmm. Diary of a Mad Man and Mad Woman. It really, the whole story is, it's about Ozzy's career, but really about their relationship and the down and out drag out fights that the two of them have. I mean, we're talking physical fights, right? You know, and the makeups, and another fight in the makeup. It went on for about 20 years, right? Yeah. You know, or it's been 20 years since it stopped, well, either of the two. But that is something we have to look forward to. 72 degrees outside right now. Cloudy and humid. A passing shower is possible. A high temperature, about 79 degrees. And right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song stories.
Ray Manzarek was one of the best storytellers we ever had come on the show. I miss the man a lot. And it was on this date in 1967 that the Doors made their first and only appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. There was a little disagreement. You see, they wanted them to change the lyrics in the song from Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher to Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better. We'll let Ray pick it up from there.
It's 5 minutes before we're about to go on stage to play live television nationwide. We're going to do Light My Fire and People Are Strange. Guy walks in, not Ed Sullivan, but a guy walks in and says, you can't say the word higher on national television. We go, what are you talking about? Girl, you couldn't get much higher in that song, Light My Fire. You're going to have to change the word. I said, why? He said, because Network has come down and said no references to marijuana. You can't get much higher. That's out. So we all said, fine, we'll do it. We won't do it. Don't worry. We're going to change the word. Everybody looked at me. I said this, and everyone looked at me and said, what are you talking about? We're not going to change the word. This is after the guy left, of course.
Sure.
So the little conspiracy was, listen, I'll handle it. Let's just do it the way we do it. Don't worry about it. We go on stage, and Jim does a great job, man. He looks like a black snake poured into licorice leather. Mm-hmm. With that bulge in his pants there, just mesmerizing all the girls. After the show, the guy comes backstage. He's Ed Sullivan's son-in-law. He's a second in command there. Mm-hmm. He comes back and says, you said it. You said higher. And I said, well, you know, we were so nervous and so excited. We're on the Ed Sullivan Show, live television. We've done it this way 1,000 times. And, sir, it just happened. It just came out. We couldn't control ourselves. And he looked at me and he said, ah, you lying dog. And he looks at Morrison and he says, Mr. Sullivan liked you guys. He wanted you for 5 more times on his show. You know what that would have meant to your career? I'll tell you what, young man, you're never going to work the Ed Sullivan Show ever again. Morrison, Cool Hand Luke, looks up at him and says, hey, man, so what? We just did the Ed Sullivan Show. Walked out of the room. And by God, we never played the Ed Sullivan Show again.
Oh, that's great.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up at 7:40 this morning, it's the debut of Dave's Pigskin Picks and your opportunity to pick a game and win $50. We've got $50 courtesy of the fine folks at Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What we need is someone who wants to make a pick. Now, if they get this wrong, we take that $50 and we roll it over to next week. So next week it would be $100 and so on down the line until somebody wins the money. So we need somebody to pick a game. We'll tell you what game it is when we get you on the phone. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You feeling good?
Heck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you're okay. Yep. All right.
Let's combine powers.
All right.
Me and whoever you are.
All right. So call us here, 215-263-WMGK. Speaking of bucks, ladies and gentlemen. Well, no, wrong button. Speaking of bucks, ladies and
gentlemen. Clapp is here.
He's making picks.
Yeah.
Surprise picker.
I'd love to hear him make picks.
Right. It is time for Dave's Pigskin Picks, being brought to us by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dave.
Yeah.
We've got a listener on the line who's going to pick a game, but let's get to your game of the week. The Dallas Cowboys at the Chargers.
Correct.
Chargers are favored by 3.5.
Yes, indeed.
What are you saying?
All right. You know, of all the teams that looked great but lost week one, the general consensus seems to be it was the Cowboys. They looked amazing. Dak's back, over 400 yards passing, 300 TDs. He almost beat the Super Bowl champs, to which I say, hogwash. The Bucs turned the ball over 4 times. Once per quarter, the Bucs turned the ball over. Jerry's jackasses were gifted. They couldn't do anything with it. So is Dak back? I'd say he's on track. I don't know if he's back, but his defense stinks worse than Ashton Kutcher returning from the gym. Wow. I love the Chargers against the Dallas defense. I expect a balanced attack from the Chargers. Austin Eckler's returning to form. He has a more than capable receiving core, and it's going to lead to long drives, more points than last week against Washington. By the way, fun fact, outside of last year, teams that start a season on the road for their first two games are 2-17 against the spread. Back the Bolts.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to your lock of the week. The Vikings at the Cardinals. Cardinals are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and outside of the Saints demolishing the Packers last week, the other big underdog to bully a favorite was definitely the Cardinals. They embarrassed the Titans in Tennessee, 38-13. The Titans' O-line was overrun. They made King Henry, the running back, look like Prince Harry. And this was a top-five offense coming in. So the Cardinals are hot. They're at home. Literally, they're going to be hot, which is not good for a team from Minnesota down there in Arizona. You remember what happened to the Packers in Miami. Couldn't handle the heat. They collapsed. Scorching hot Kyler Murray. He's going to get the Cardinals up early. Things could get ugly. And I loved hearing Arizona coach Cliff Kingsbury, who sounds like he should be coaching Quidditch.
Yeah.
Last week, wow. He said it's a motivated group. They're not going to take their foot off the gas. Play your cards right. Take the home favorite at -3.5.
All right. The Eagles are hosting the Niners, right? The Niners are a 3.5-point road favorite coming into our house.
Yes.
What do you say?
I have a suggestion for programming here at MGK this weekend.
Okay.
From 1 to 4 on Sunday, let's just play Who Are You? Back to back to back. Who are you? We're going to find out on Sunday with the Eagles. I'm seeing the Falcons game as like a crazy one-night stand where we took home a beautiful girl from the bar. We took her back home. We had an amazing romp together. The 49ers game is going to be like waking up to that girl in the morning. And the makeup's going to be off. The hair's going to be messy. The lights are going to be brighter. And it's going to get real. We're going to find out what kind of mojo this team is actually working with. And this game, to me, it just comes down to one thing. It's going to come down to whose O-line can stop the elite pass rush that the other team possesses. Both teams, amazing pass rushes. Whose O-line can hold up the best? The Eagles run a ton of RPOs. We're going to get the ball out quickly, and Hurts is way more mobile than Garoppolo in the pocket. That's going to be the difference of the game. So Bradley Cooper should be nervous because a new star is born this Sunday at the Link. His name is Jalen Hurts. Bird Gang, +3.5.
Okay, so your game of the week, the Cowboys against the Chargers, you're taking the Chargers. Your lock of the week, Minnesota against the Cardinals, you're taking the Cardinals. And with the Eagles and the Niners, you are taking the Eagles.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Let's go to John. He's our listener on the phone. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing damn fine, sir. All right, where are you from?
From Lewis to Delaware.
Okay, and do you do a lot of sports gambling?
I don't do a whole lot, but I do like to gamble on football.
Okay, nice. All right. Well, we've got a game for you. It's the Titans-Seahawks game. The Seahawks are a 5.5-point favorite. How are you picking on this?
I'd like the Seahawks.
You like the Seahawks?
Seahawks to cover.
I do.
5.5.
Interesting.
To cover 5.5. All right, how come?
Well, I think Henry's not going to get it in gear this time again, and the Hawks just seem to find a way to win at home.
Okay. That's true. All right. Well, yeah,
I think they're going to cover.
Right. Here goes that 12th man flag again.
Yep. All right. I got that.
All right, John. Well, we will find out on Monday morning if you've got $50 coming your way, and if not, we will hold on to that 50, roll it on to next week, and someone will have a shot at 100 bucks. Good luck to you this weekend. We find out everything we need to know about Jalen Hurts. Is he the real thing or what?
We're so glad you're here in Philly. We hope you're here for a long, long time. You can run it and you can throw the ball. Now Eagles fans are filled with pride. Jalen, you've been throwing TDs. Jalen, you're getting victories. Jalen, you're clutch when the game is on the line.
DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
You will be at Soul Joe's tonight for one show at 7 o'clock, and tickets are always available at souljoes.com. He's the one, the only. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Kurt Metzger. Hiya, Kurt.
Hey, John, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm not too bad. I live out in L.A. now.
Whoa, really?
Wow. When we left off, you were still in New York. When'd you move to L.A.?
I haven't seen you in a while, like 2 years ago, probably.
Yeah, which was about the last time you were on the air with us. Did you run out of people to fight in New York?
No, I I had a job. I was working on this Sacha Cohen show that was on Showtime. I just kind of stayed because, I don't know, when I left New York, it was like winter till May. I couldn't take it. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm done. Uh-huh. But now it's nice weather and an open-air homeless camp all around me.
During the pandemic, did you think you maybe have, with no shows, you think you maybe have to go live in that homeless encampment at all?
No, you know what? I got unemployment briefly while I couldn't go on tour. So I didn't even know how to fill it out. Somebody helped me out. Well, so I had 2 months of unemployment that I went back. You know, once I got the shot. Uh-huh. Does it work? Did you hear, if you're, obese, you got to get an extra... You need, a third helping of vaccine?
The big boy booster.
They didn't tell me that. COVID has definitely put me in that category. So,
did you get it?
Oh, God, yeah.
How bad was it?
No, not COVID.
No, not COVID. The shot.
The shot. Yeah.
John's hell yeah, best time of my life.
Yeah.
Can't taste anything.
Oh, yeah, you should try it.
John's COVID party was a blast.
So how is L.A. life for a kid who, is used to the big city of New York?
I mean, it's the same thing. It's just easy to get weed, I guess, is the main. That's really the main difference, but it's not a small difference. I do appreciate it. I went back to Philly. People, when I saw you last, a couple years ago, I went to Art Institute where I went to school, Chestnut, to go smoke behind the school where I used to. And a cop caught me and was like, "Hey, yeah, don't even bother putting your joint out. I just got to write you this ticket, but it's almost legal here."
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was, just trying to hide the joint in my hand instinctively and burning my hand. He's like, "That's cool, just hold it."
Did you explain you were celebrating your high school reunion?
He was like, "You probably don't even have to pay this." I mean, it's probably a big waste of time for him, for me.
They paid more money for the paper to write the ticket than you're going to pay for the ticket.
I think it's the only time I ever had a gun pulled on me is where I live in Philly. You know
that? Where'd that happen?
Behind the Art Institute.
Behind the... Yeah, I got... No, I was in college. We were in North Philly. I can't remember where we were driving. My girlfriend was driving, and somebody behind us was honking. And I was like, "Get the F out of the way." Man. And I didn't look. I just gave him the finger without looking. And this, really nice... It's like an Infiniti something, GQ something, pulls up. And a guy is driving it who's not looking at me, and the guy in the passenger seat is yelling at me, and he's got a gun. He's like, "I'll shoot you in the face right now." Oh, and you have a problem. I just have my head down no, I don't have a problem.
Wow. Wow. That sounds like me without a gun.
Yes, it does.
Or me with a gun.
Yeah, describe the mustache.
I miss Philly is what I'm saying.
Weren't your parents Jehovah Witnesses?
Yeah, my mom still is. I grew up in it. I left when I was 20, 21. Actually, around the time I moved to Philly.
Where were you originally from?
My family's from Ohio, but mostly Tom's River, New Jersey.
Are there a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses in Tom's River?
I think there's more now than ever. Because, it's like a doomsday cult, and right now it's selling like hotcakes, I bet. I swear to God, I think it's doubled since I left.
Now, did you have to do the door-to-door work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to go knocking on doors when I was a little kid. Does that sound dangerous?
Yes, but at what age does that start?
Six.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
When do you have to be the main pitch man, though?
Not until I was older. I had an adult. I mean, the whole thing sounds dangerous, but you never hear about a Jehovah's Witness getting, grabbed up because nobody wants to talk to Jehovah's Witness.
And I remember the pamphlets they used to hand out. Did the kids hand out, a comic book form of it?
No, we didn't have anything cool like that, a comic book form. No, the magazines would have a picture of, a table with some fruit on it and a nice multiracial... Yeah. Gathering,
a few lambs, deer,
playing volleyball with a dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Those pictures are from Hawaii. When I went to Hawaii years later, I was like, "This looks like the paradise after Armageddon." It's because they were painting Hawaii. I don't know how they sell the religion in Hawaii, but like, would you like to live in a place like this? Like I currently do.
I always thought it would be a great idea, and you know, with all the problems that the U.S. Postal Service has had, right? When the Jehovah Witnesses were more prevalent, I always thought it was a good idea to just give them the mail. They were going house to house anyway.
Good point. Yeah, subcontract.
A lot of people made that wisecrack, and God will remember them. So, yeah, a lot of people thought it was real funny to say that, but you'll see. By the way, UFOs are real now?
They are?
Yeah, that's like the biggest news I've ever heard in my life. Nobody cares at all.
Yeah, the government's released that.
But basically, isn't the government saying, yes, there are things that we cannot identify? They're not saying that they're aliens. Right. They're just saying they can't identify them.
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday that penguins have something in their poop that is only found on Venus, in the clouds in Venus. So penguins might be aliens. They might have been here this whole time.
Is it phosphine? Is it called phosphine?
Yes,
is
yes.
That the chemical?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not only on Venus. But they thought maybe there was life on Venus because there was phosphine.
I read the article yesterday that said that it was found in the clouds of Venus and... maybe it wasn't.
Steve's going to be one of those birds aren't real guys next week.
Wait, hold on a second. No, I didn't read it on IFL Science. That was a different article. I read this one on Bro Bible. Now it all makes sense.
Well, I am a flat earther now, so I...
Kurt Metzger is appearing tonight at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. You can get tickets at souljoels.com.
I just want to make it clear. Soul Joel's is not... an all-black show. If you thought that because of the name Soul Joel, when you see Joel,
you'll realize
it's White Joel.
It's White Joel. White Joel.
Yeah, Soul Joel. Because I always feel bad because I do a lot of Soul Joel shows. I like a mixed crowd, but I can tell a lot of black people thought because it said Soul Joel. You can just see on there, and I always bring out, like, you thought because Soul Joel was going to be not the whitest Joel you ever saw.
Kurt Metzger, our guest. Kurt, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, man. Good talking to you.
The John DeFella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.